Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Had a little mix-up at my house yesterday. You know, I do a lot of online shopping, so there were a bunch of boxes outside my doorstep. So when we left for baseball last night, I told Carter, I said, hey, grab the one box, you know, I don't want the porch pirates, throw it in the back of the car. So we come home from baseball. I go to take the package out of my car and realize it's not our package. Amazon must have delivered someone else's package to our house. Uh-huh. Like, not even on our street. In the same town, but completely different area.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Now, is it my responsibility to go do my Amazon job and go deliver it? Or can I give it to the next Amazon driver because they'll be coming back and be like, hey, you guys dropped this off here. Not my package.
Probably there right now. I think, unfortunately, it does fall on you. I don't know if it's one of those things where you can keep it outside and then tell the Amazon driver, hey, can you take this back? I don't think that's part of like their gig. That's just an assumption on my end. But yeah. I think once you have it, because that's happened to us a couple times where same thing, get a package, not for us. But the house that it goes to is not very far away. So we'll go on like a family walk and we'll just take it with us and drop it off at the house. But that's a really big distance to get it wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put like their address in my phone and find out where they live to drop it off. And then I'm like, well, what if they see me dropping it off? And they're like, oh, were you trying to steal it? Like, I'm not trying to end up on the Nextdoor app. Do I have to like drop it on their porch and then like ring the camera and be like, hey, me, your package got delivered to my house.
No, because they would have seen that it wasn't delivered to their house originally and that you didn't porch pirate it.
Well, and that's what I'm worried about, too. You know, when Amazon drops stuff off, they always, like, take a picture. Well, this person's package is now pictured in front of my house. I don't know, them showing up being like...
He's not going to know it's your house because they take a picture of it and it's just like... They'll see like a concrete step or something like that. Yeah, I think you've got a little side gig later on today to go deliver.
Great. So I have to go take it to them.
You can do it, Kel.
I don't like interacting with people a lot, though.
If I place an order right now, will you bring me my package?
No. I feel like we have our own mystery on our hands. I had a mysterious Amazon package show up at my house yesterday, and it wasn't mine, surprisingly, but I assumed it was mine. So I threw it in the car. We went and did baseball practice, came home, went to take it inside the house, and I looked at the package, and I was like, that's not my name. Definitely not my address, not even on my street. So I had said earlier, I didn't know what to do. And you suggested I go to their house.
Yeah, go deliver it.
No.
It's in your possession now. I feel like you now become the Amazon driver.
But I don't know these people. And why is it my responsibility to deliver the package?
You don't have to talk to them.
And I also don't want him to think I was like trying to steal it. And I'm like, here I am creeping up like the Grinch, but I guess I'm dropping a package off.
Pull up, drop it off while you're out running errands.
Well, 951 text in and says, I'm a UPS driver. It is absolutely not your responsibility to deliver it. You can probably call Amazon and they will send another driver out to come pick it up. So we called Amazon. And here's what Amazon said.
So here is the thing. So it got delivered to your address, right? So I request you to please either dispose it or donate it, or you can keep it.
I can keep the package.
I know, that's what I said earlier. I said, Kel, just open it. At the end of the day, I guess technically it's yours.
But here, okay, with mail, you can't open someone else's mail. That's like a federal offense. So I wasn't going to open it. But now that Raymond gave me the okay and I get to keep it, it's a big box. What do you think is in this box?
It could be anything. It's Amazon. Has Amazon ever done the thing to you where they sent you order something small, but it comes in a giant box?
Yes.
Like, why do you guys do that?
Yeah, and that might be the case, but what if it's like a small diamond?
Well, yeah, Kel, I'm sure it's buried treasure. Don't, this weekend, don't open it.
Okay.
Bring it in on Monday, and let's shake it up, and let's each give a guess and see if we can figure out what it is.
We'll do like an unboxing, but yeah. It'll really be a surprise because we don't know what it is.
We're going to be so disappointed.
It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I love that people are trying to guess now what is in the Amazon package. And judging by some of the text messages that come in, it's not something we could open live on air if it is what everybody's thinking.
Why are they? What? Okay, let me.
They're going a certain direction with what they think Guys. Might be getting delivered. But it's Amazon. It could literally be anything in this box. A wrong box got delivered to my house. I didn't know what to do with it. I wasn't about to go take it to the stranger's house. So when I called Amazon, they said, keep it.
Keep it, donate it. Yeah, it's not your responsibility to take it to the purchaser.
Yeah. Sherry in San Bernardino, what's going on?
Well, I just heard you on the radio that you got a package from Amazon and you're not going to deliver it to the people's house.
Can you believe that?
Well, I don't want to go to a stranger's house.
I don't know. I do it all the time. I get packages. They don't seem to know my address. And I always take it to the people because I'm grateful when they bring me my packages.
How come there's always such a mix-up when they bring you your packages?
I don't know if they don't know how to read. I don't know. But I always take their mail to them because I'm glad when somebody brings me mine.
Well, here's the thing. It's not even on my street. Like, I know it's a street in my town, but I'm going to have to, like, mm-hmm. put their address in and figure out where they live. So after talking to Amazon, he said they're probably going to call and complain that their package didn't get delivered, so they're going to have to resend it.
Okay. It's just the Amazon on top of it. Yeah. Oh, just keep it. Do whatever you want with it. We don't care.
Well, and I thought by calling, that's what they would say is we'll send somebody out to your house to pick it up and we'll deliver it.
Right. That's what you would think.
But they didn't even give that option. Right away, he was like, no, you can keep it.
Okay.
And we are going to open it live on air on Monday. How awkward is it going to be if it's somebody in my little town that listens, though, and they're like, that was my package.
Would you mind driving that to my house on your way home?
No, did you not hear? I am not delivering anything. We'll find out what is in the mystery package Monday morning.
I cannot wait.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I'm so excited, yet so nervous for you. Do you know what grade you're going to be talking to today?
No. I have an online career day coming up in a couple hours. The school is out of the States. No, it's still in the U.S. It's in Georgia. It's actually Tori's cousin. She teaches students. And yeah, I'm guessing it's elementary based on kind of the little sheet that she gave me
uh-huh.
of what the kids are going to be doing in response to me speaking.
What do you have to do?
I have to give like some 20 to 30 minute presentation about my job.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you have a presentation ready?
No, I have nothing. I could take it. I'll be fine. Here's
for
the thing.
20 minutes?
I could do it. We do this. We could talk. If we didn't have commercials and songs, Kel, we could be talking for hours.
Is there going to be a Q&A portion? Because that's
there
where
is.
I always get nervous.
And that's what I was going to tell you. That's why I'm a little weary because I don't know if I'm going to be cool enough for these mm-hmm. kids. And they'd be like, oh, do you know famous YouTuber so-and-so?
And you're like, I don't even know who that is, let alone know them.
I'm like, oh, do you have Spotify? I listen to that all the time. I was like, well, you shouldn't.
Listen to the radio.
Dumb kid. Put your hand down.
The last one I did, I didn't realize it was going to be like a presentation type thing. I thought it was, you just go class to class and talk about radio. And they had me in the auditorium on stage talking about radio. I was their featured speaker and I was like, oh gosh.
So you had almost like every class in the school sitting in there.
And then they did their Q&A. And the very first question was, how much do you make? It's like, not enough, kid.
Next question.
You're probably going to want to listen to the next speaker because you could probably make more money.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
So would you like to already issue your apology?
No, I have no apologies. So the school that I'm going to be doing the career day for, they're listening right now all the way out in Georgia. Big shout out to Georgia Cyber Academy, Miss Dana and Miss Lindsay's fifth grade class, who will be so lucky to have me in their presence in a few hours.
Are they going to still have you after you said?
I didn't.
You did.
Look. I am.
You said, put your hand down, dumb kid.
Right, but that wasn't to any of those kids. And I will have my 20 to 30 minute presentation all ready to go. I will be prepared.
You better now because you just said that you don't have
anything. You know when you're in like class and you're like trying to be sneaky and do something and you don't know the teacher's watching the entire time?
You just got caught.
That was me.
Do you need to take a break?
It's not my rosacea flaring up. It's blushing, I swear.
You need to go work on your presentation.
Oh, I'm set. No, it's going to be A+.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The Stagecoach lineup for 2026 just dropped, and headlining Friday night is none other than Kojo, who is joining us right now. Cody Johnson, we are so excited to see you out at Stagecoach.
Oh, I am too. This is our first headliner spot.
Hey, Cody, one of the cool things about Stagecoach is there are going to be a lot of celebrities there in attendance. Has there ever been a celebrity that showed up to one of your shows and you were surprised to find like, oh, you're a fan of mine?
This is a long time ago. We were in San Marcos, Texas, playing a theater, and we go backstage for our encore, and Danny Trejo is standing there. And I thought, what in the world is Danny Trejo doing at my show? And apparently, they were partying in San Marcos, and he just heard the music from the alley and decided he liked it and came on in. And I thought, that was the most random, I mean, no affiliation. We didn't know each other. Just super random. When Danny Trejo walks in, he goes, that's Machete. That's the guy.
Hey, Cody, we'd like to play a little round of Stagecoach This or That with you, if you don't mind. We're going to give you two options. Tell us which one you would rather do, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you had to play Stagecoach, would you rather play in a tank top or shorts?
Tank top.
Show off those guns, Kojo.
How's your tan looking?
Yeah, nobody needs to see these white legs.
All right, would you rather be hanging out and chowing down the barbecue pit or the beer garden?
Beer garden.
You know, the two weekends before Stagecoach are Coachella, so if you had to get a special guest from Coachella, would it be Bieber or Sabrina Carpenter?
Bieber.
Would you rather stay in the campground tents or the RV park?
RV park, man, glamping.
Kojo's a glamper. I like that. You have a little bit of free time. Are you going line dancing in the honky-tonk, or are you going to go for a ride on the Ferris wheel?
Oh, Ferris wheel.
All right, last one for you here. If you're at Stagecoach and you're there as a guest, would you rather watch a new artist discovery or a big-name headliner?
I would say new artist discovery because I've been there and I know how much it means.
Well, Kojo, we cannot wait to see you headlining Stagecoach 2026. We'll see you next year.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for your time this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.